Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicki. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name's Angela. I called earlier today, and I was supposed to be getting my money refunded back to my card, where I had not canceled within that 2 weeks. And anyway, she's gonna refund it back to my card, and there were actually two refunds. I wanted to see the status on those.
Okay.
If they were, because they're not on my card. Normally, they go right back on my card. I'm wondering if they went on a dip.
Okay, it takes 3 to 5 business days here. They don't come back the same day. It's an electronic refund that we process. No, ma'am, she should have advised you it takes 3 to 5 business days. But I can still pull up the account and make sure the refunds were applied. You should have gotten refund confirmation emails. You didn't get a refund confirmation email?
I don't know if I got an email or not. I got a confirmation number.
No, I'm talking about, did you check your emails to see if you have a refund confirmation, ma'am?
No, I did not. But she did give me the confirmation number of our phone, you know, whatever she did on the computer, I guess.
Okay. Give me just a moment. I'll pull up that account. So you're saying, no, you didn't check your email, or no, you checked it and you didn't see that you have one.
You need to answer a 502 number. No, I did not. I've not checked the email.
Okay.
I don't have any time on my phone.
Oh, okay. Just a moment.
I'm asking my friend right now if he needs to answer that call, because I think it's one he's been waiting on.
Oh, you're calling. Okay.
Although, would be like Louisville, like unemployment or...
Okay, ma'am, may I have your zip code so I can try to locate an account for you, please?
Yes, it's 42553.
Thank you. One moment.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're more than welcome. You said 42553, ma'am?
Yes, Science Hill, Kentucky.
Okay, 42553. Your first and last name, please?
Angela Dick.
Excuse me, could you please verify your shipping address for me?
625 Hazel Street, Science Hill, Kentucky, 42553.
And I thank you for that information. Give me just a moment. Let me read over this account.
You're welcome. I don't know if that's your phone or my phone, but I hear all
static.
That static. I don't
It's probably this one, because all my clients today have been complaining, but I can't hear it. I hear it very vaguely, but I hope it's clear.
Oh, we can hear it really loud on this end.
I probably need to change my headset then.
Yeah, that's kind of what it sounds like your headset would be going, getting low.
Okay, that says Carl needs to cancel the account. We will charge. Explain to him the condition. Call for 50%.
I can't hear anything you're saying now.
Oh. Hang on. Let me change his headset.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay, darling. Hang on just a moment. Hold on for me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am. Hang on just a moment for me. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay? I'll be right back on the line.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, they told me that IT has to come in exchange, so we're just going to have to wink, and I'm going to try to be real still.
I was hoping I was going to get to call you crystal clear.
Let me see. Do you hear it now?
Yeah, but not as bad. I mean, it was so loud a minute ago. I mean, you couldn't even hear you talking. I can hear you. I mean, like, if you sit real still and don't move.
Exactly. Okay, what I'm seeing here, I don't see anything to indicate a refund. So that's why you didn't.
It was supposed to be a refund of $7.92 and then the refund of $18.80 something. I can't remember the
$18.94. But why would she refund the shipping and handling? Did you not receive the product, ma'am?
No. The one was broken. Actually, I never. She was refunding it because I was under the impression it was only $1 for shipping. That was all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. But okay, in the meantime, I've already sent the earbuds back to the watch. I had problems with from the time I got here. It broke and blackened on one side of the screen. So she said she would reissue a watch.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so that 18. That she was, I'm sorry.
But that she said she was going to apply the refund to my card.
She
both
did
of
not.
Would go back on my card.
She didn't do it. But I'm about to.
Okay.
I need
you
to verify your shipping.
Sweet.
You're more than welcome, Ms. Dick. Can you verify your shipping address, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 625 Hazel Street, H-A-Z-E-L.
Yes, ma'am.
Net Science Hill, Kentucky, 42553.
Okay. Thank you for that information. And let's see. I've just refunded that $18.94 back to your Visa card ending 9283, Ms. Dick. Now, in terms of the shipping and handling, I don't know because they actually shipped it to you. I understand that you were aware of it. And then she didn't indicate anything about it in the notes.
And she was supposed to have refunded the $7.92 as well. There was two of them back to back. One was $18.
Yeah, that was for the shipping. And but the thing is, that was the shipping. The $7.92 was for the shipping and handling. It was $5.95, and they added an additional $1.25 for shipping insurance. So if she's reshipping the watch to you, that $1.25 that they tacked on there to ascertain that if the product arrived to you damaged, that's why she's reshipping you a whole new watch.
Okay, I don't understand that because it was earbuds I had ordered. It was $7.95 or whatever it was like a purchase price on earbuds.
Yeah, I don't even see. But yeah, the HypePod amount, they never charge you anything for that. They just charge you for the watch. I mean, your attempts to, well, the bank declined to put it like that for the, let me hold on, let me go back to the screen. What we charge you for was $7.92 shipping and handling. That says DeBob's watch. It says it was a smart watch. Now, there was a charge for some earbuds and a one-year warranty. That was the $18.95. The warranty was $12.97. Right. The warranty for the earbuds was $12.97, and the shipping was like $5.95. That's where that total of $18.94 came up.
Well, what she was refunding was because both of, okay, the 1990 or 1895 has, but the 792, regardless, I was under the impression it was only $1 shipping on one and $1 shipping on the other,
no,
on
ma'am.
Like per item. And that's why she was refunding that cost of that.
And she didn't even note in the account that she was issuing any refunds. And technically, she wasn't supposed to refund the shipping charge. I mean, I understand you say you thought it was $1, but it wasn't. She can't refund you. And even at that, she shouldn't have refunded it. If you thought it was $1, you were charged $5.95 plus $1.25. You know, she can't. If that's the case, then she should have refunded the difference up to $1. You know what I mean?
Right. That's what I thought she was doing.
She did not.
Can you not do that and apply that to that?
Well, I refunded the $18.94. I can't refund shipping charges because the product was actually shipped to you.
Oh, okay. Okay. I see what you're saying.
It makes sense.
You're in and out. Are you moving around? Are you bobbing that head?
No, I'm trying to be. Yeah, you're like, yes, I am. You know I am. I'm sorry.
I know you're bobbing that head. But yeah, she had given me a confirmation number and everything, and she applied it back to the 9283 card ending in 9283.
Yes, ma'am. 9283.
Or you did. Actually, you did it.
I didn't do it. Right. No, she didn't. As a matter of fact, she didn't even make a note that she was going to refund you. So technically, I'm not supposed to, but I did it.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. I so appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. I also refunded that $7.92 as a one-time courtesy.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're more than welcome.
And I hope you get your ear piece fixed.
I do too.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Now
okay.
I'm not hearing it at all.
Okay, ma'am. And
well,
you should have.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Miss Dick. Now it will take 3 to 5 business days, as I stated to you earlier, before you see this money back on your card.
Okay.
But you should also, when you get the availability too, check your email. You can check it anywhere. And you should have 2 refund confirmations. Title, your refund is on the way. One in the amount for $7.92, the other on the amount in the amount rather of that $18.94. And again, both amounts should be back on your card, Visa card, any 9283 within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, was that sent to the email ending with 1126 at Gmail?
No, ma'am. I have AngelaDick46 at Gmail.
46. Okay, that's fine. Either one is fine. I just wasn't sure which one it was going to go to.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. That's all I needed.
You're more than welcome, Ms. Dick. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day and stay safe, ma'am.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, man. This is the reason.